into a manger bed.
From a stable to a rotten tree.
From a cross into a
Well, speaking of relatives, listen to this, Evelyn. Pete's cousins from Kansas called with a nice holiday surprise. They are coming in from Kansas on Christmas Eve with their two-year-old twins just to spread some holiday cheer.
Well, don't blame me, dear. I didn't invite them. Besides, I guess they might imagine that we'd want to spend some time with family at Christmas.
I have nothing against family gatherings, even Pete's family. But with all this extra shopping and cooking and cleaning, I'm with you, Evelyn. It's just exhausting.
Tomorrow night.
not out standing in the snow, catching pneumonia. Oh, before this Christmas program, we're all going to have laryngitis.
You know, this caroling thing sounded better all the times. You won't be at the mall, and you won't be able to talk at the same time? Oh, I think I'm getting my Christmas present early this year.
Somebody better watch out, or they're going to get a huge lump of coal in their stocking for Christmas.
Okay, you two calm down. Look, here comes our illustrious director.
I'm so glad some of you guys are still here. You are going caroling tomorrow night, right?
Bill and I are on board, right, dear?
Yes, dear.
Well, I hope all of you are going. Pastor suggested that we go by Virginia Lawson's place, and afterwards we might go to Jenny Wilson's and her father's. I think that would be a great encouragement to both those families. Listen, I've got a lot of things to do, so I've got to run. I'll catch you guys later.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Virginia Lawson. Well, that's a nice idea. It has to be hard on her. This is the first Christmas since Bill died.
Yeah, Bill was a good guy. And I still miss seeing him at church.
It'll be so awkward. Do you really think she wants a bunch of choir members croaking at her front door? And then she'll probably feel obligated to invite us in and offer us hot chocolate.
Or brownies.
Will you stop? Oh. Besides, she's had a house full of company since Bill passed away.
Well, I don't see the need for it. Our church family has spent weeks ministering to her since Bill passed away. We've taken meals with her and sat with her around the clock. She probably would actually prefer some peace and quiet, just like the rest of us.
Amen.
Do you really think so, Evelyn? I think it might be just a thing to let her know that we haven't forgotten about her.
Well, it seems more like she has forgotten us. She used to be in church every Sunday until Bill passed away. Now I rarely see her. I suspect she's bitter. She has not even sent me a thank you note for the meals that I took her.
Well, maybe she's just not ready to get out in public yet. She might be depressed. How could it hurt to let her, to show her that we still love and support her?
Sarah, she has a good support group. Her children, Brian, Cynthia, and Steve, I'm sure they'll all be there for Christmas. That's one nice thing you and Bill are going to learn about having children someday. You'll always have somebody around the house.
Yeah, whether you want it or not.
Residents. We can't come to the phone right now, so please leave a message at the beep. Thank you.
Hey, Mom. This is Steve. Sorry to leave a message, but Mary's folks called last night and asked us to come up for Christmas. It's sort of a family reunion, and well, we couldn't say no, especially since we spent a lot of time with you this fall. Hope you don't mind. We'll call it Christmas Day, okay? Lots of love. Bye.
Mom, are you there? It's Cynthia. Darren and I have decided to take the kids to Florida for Christmas break. Darren just found out that he has some vacation time coming, and, well, frankly, I just don't think I could spend this Christmas in our house without Dad. I know you won't be lonely with everyone else there, with all your friends from church. Well, talk to you later. Bye. We love you.
Mom, it's Brian. You'll never believe this, but I'm on my way to Colorado. Dave's parents invited me to go skiing with them in Aspen. And, well, I said yes. Well, you'll be so busy with Steve and Cindy and their little rugrats that you'll never miss me anyway. I'll call on Christmas Day. Hey, maybe New Year's too. Love you. Bye.
Turned out better than I expected. Hot chocolate and brownies.
Will you stop, Wendy? Is that the only thing you ever think about is food?
Sometimes I think about football.
Well, I think she was really pleased that we came.
Yeah, the Lord's timing was perfect tonight.
Can you believe all our kids canceled on it for Christmas?
Man, I can't imagine being alone at Christmas.
Yeah, especially when you've just lost someone you love. I think she was really pleased we came. When we were singing, she cried a little. But then when we went in, she wasn't sad at all. She was happy, and it was very sweet.
You're right. I'm going to have to eat my words from last night. It was really good that we came.
Hey, Mike, where to next? The Wilsons?
What do you think, Evelyn?
Virginia did really seem to appreciate it.
Well, of course she did. Didn't I say she would appreciate a visit from us? But I do not understand us going over to the Wilson's house. Did you hear what Jenny Wilson's father did to our pastor?
Oh, you must be referring to the fertilizer incident.
What did he do?
Well, when Jenny Wilson, good-for-nothing husband, up and left her and those kids, her father, Hank, moved in to try to help out for a while. He was coming to church with Jenny for a little bit, but then something Pastor said made him mad.
Thus, the fertilizer incident.
Apparently, he drove over to the chicken farm and he got a load of, well, you know, a load of...
Fertilizer?
Yes, fertilizer. And in the early hours of the morning, he spread it all over Pastor's lawn.
Yeah, the neighbors who lived downwind had to call the health department. It was quite unpleasant.
Yeah, but the lawn greened up nicely. Well, the pastor had to mow it every 3 days of all summer long.
Yeah, well, I'm not singing to some cantankerous old coot who would stoop to such a stunt. Besides, I don't even think Jenny and the kids have been coming to church since that happened.
Oh, come on, guys. Hank obviously is very angry at God.
Yeah, and at other people in his life.
Well, someone like that needs someone like us. He needs to know that God loves him, and the only way he's going to know that is if we show him God's love.
I think Sarah's right. You know, Virginia did appreciate it, and it was really a great blessing to me to minister to her in that way and show her some Christian love. And, you know, we're already dressed up, and we're out here in this cold. So why don't we just go and try some Christian love on old hard-hearted Hank? Couldn't hurt. What do you say, Evelyn?
Oh, all right. It's already too late to go shopping anyway.
Okay, it's settled then. On to the Wilsons.
Stay up, Jesus. I'll get it. I said I'm coming. Yeah?
Is this the Wilson residence?
Yeah, what of it?
This is Sarah from the church. We were just out caroling, and we were wondering...
Well, we ain't interested.
Dad, who is it?
We don't want to come in or anything. We just want to see...
I said we ain't interested, lady.
Hello?
Okay, Sarah. Yeah, that sounds really nice.
Sounds really nice. Nice my foot.
The children would love it. I'll have some cookies and hot chocolate ready. No, it'll be fun.
Be fun, all
okay,
right.
Okay, thanks, Sarah.
Feeding cookies to a bunch of snooty old hypocrites. They don't give you the time of day if you don't live in a big fancy house and drive one of them new cars.
Dad, can't you at least be civil?
Nope.
It's just some people from the church choir wanting to come and brighten up our Christmas.
Well, if they want to brighten up our Christmas, tell them to call Duke Energy and pay that light bill you can't pay.
Dad, stop complaining. We're doing okay.
Oh, sure, we're doing fine. Can't pay the light bill. House is falling down around our ears. We're doing just fine.
Dad, the children are going to hear you. I'm just thankful we were able to get them something for Christmas this year. Yeah, I wish it was more, but they really don't know the difference.
Well, I do. You and the kids deserve more.
It's okay, Dad. God is helping me through it just one day at a time.
Thank you.
What's the matter there, sweetheart?
We want to do a Christmas play, but we need a grown-up to read the Christmas story from the Bible for us.
Well, I don't know, honey. I'm not much of a Bible reader.
Oh, go ahead, Dad. It'll keep you and the kids busy while I go in the kitchen and pop some up the cookies in the oven for the carolers.
What's carolers?
Are Christmas carolers coming here?
What's carolers?
Maybe we could do the play for them.
Bunch of pious busybodies.
Mommy, what's carolers?
I said I would be a shepherd, but I'm not wearing my back in front of those carolers.
We've already come here. What are carolers?
It's people from the church, honey. They're going to come and sing Christmas songs for us. And they're going to be here in half an hour. So you three stay here and go get your play ready. And I'm going to go in the kitchen and get the hot chocolate cookies ready.
Cookies!
Hot chocolate!
Yay!
All right, you two. Let's do this play. Grab the Bible for me, Bobby.
Here it is, Grandpa. You read from the Bible and we'll act it out.
I'm the angel Gabriel.
Not Gabriel, silly. Gabriel.
Bobby's a sheep cowboy.
A sheep cowboy? Now that's a new one on me.
No, Rachel. I say a shepherd was a sheep herder.
Do you have a horsey?
All right.
Grandpa, you okay?
Oh, sure, son. Why do you ask?
Well, you laughed. I never heard you laugh before.
Oh, well, let's just do this play. All right, where's this thing at in this here? Let's see, Isaiah, Malachi.
It's in Luke, Grandpa.
Oh, yeah, there it is. My grandma marked the spot with the card here. All right. And there were in the same country sheep cowboys.
They're here, Grandpa. The growlers are here.
Not growlers, Goofy. Carolers.
That's right, Rachel. I guess I'd be the only growler around here.
Chocolate and some fresh baked cookies.
Hey, where's Peter? He's usually first in line for free food.
Yeah, you got that right. But Peter's out with the bus. Apparently, it's broken down again.
Not again. Well, Jenny, thanks for having us. Hoping we weren't an imposition on you or your dad.
Oh, no. Don't worry about Dad. He's pretty harmless.
That's not exactly what I've heard.
Oh, you mean the,
the fertilizer incident.
Listen, I was so embarrassed about that. We haven't dared showed our faces at church lately. It seemed like pretty much everybody had heard about it. And, well, please forgive Dad. He really hasn't been himself since my mom passed away. And I guess y'all know he's never really become a Christian. I mean, he's a good man and everything. It's just that I just think he's really angry at God and a lot of other things, too.
Well, where is Hank? I'll talk some sense into him. I think he's out at the bus with me right now.
Why don't we have a prayer meeting for Hank? And maybe Peter will have a chance to talk to him.
If you do that, it would mean so much to me. Well, to all of us, really.
Okay, I'll start. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for Jenny and her family. And now, Lord, we think of her father, Hank. And Lord, you know his needs. And we just pray, Lord, that you would give Peter an opportunity to speak to him. Amen.
But you can call me Pete.
Well, Pete, I reckon you hold this flashlight for me.
Oh, shit. Well, I can manage to do that, I think.
You ever heard anything about me, Pete?
Well, if you're referring to the fertilizer incident.
Yeah, well, I had good reason.
I'm sure you did.
Listen, you think you can help me that pair of pliers over there?
Yeah. There you go.
You know, that old church really let us down, Pete.
Really? How's that?
Well, my daughter, Jenny, needs help. And all you people that church can think about is spending money here to missionaries and building your fancy buildings. Well, what about the people right there in the church that need help?
What is it you think the church should be doing, Hank?
Well, you can start by helping with the light bill, bringing some meals now and then. All I got is my job at the feed store, and, well, we're having a hard time making ends meet.
Is that what you think the church should be doing for you?
Oh, not for me. I said for Jenny and the kids.
about you. What should we be doing for you?
Oh, nothing. You can have your committees and fellowship meetings and all that junk. My wife, Darla, used to work hard in that church. She got cancer and had to go to the nursing home. Everybody at that church forgot about us after that.
So, you're angry with the church because you think that they forgot about Darla and about you?
Well, yeah, everybody forgot about us. I prayed day and night that God would heal her, and well, he forgot about us too. I might as well be praying to this stupid bus.
Well, Hank, what exactly did you ask God to do?
Well, to heal her, of course.
Was Darla a Christian? I mean, does she know the Lord as her personal Savior?
You mean, was she saved? Yeah, I know all that church lingo. I mean, I reckon she was. She would all the time pester me about going to church and getting saved. That preacher of yours, too. Every time we'd go to church on Sunday, he'd be preaching about being saved and looking right at me out of the corner of his eye.
Well, Hank, if Darla was saved, God did answer your prayer. He healed her completely, and now she's out of pain forever.
Well, yeah, but I wanted her healed and left here with me.
I know, but you know, Hank, God loves her even more than you do. And right now, he just couldn't bear to be without her any longer, and he's taking real good care of her. And heck, Darla wouldn't want to come back to this troubled old world anyway. You know, the bottom line is, we're all going to die. You and me too. The question is, where are we going after that?
Well, that's the bottom line, huh?
Yep. God wants you to know for sure that when you die, you can go where Darla is right now. He says in his word that we can know that we have eternal life.
Well, I just don't see how anybody can be sure about something like that.
Because the God of heaven promised us in his word, the Bible, and he tells us in the book of Romans that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So instead of paying eternally for our sin in the place called hell, God offers us a gift, a free gift, eternal life with him in a place we call heaven. Look up those stars. On a cold winter night like this, and I look up at all those stars. I try to imagine what it was like that night when Christ was born. You know, the angels came to the shepherds in the field that very night and announced that a Savior is born.
Holy night. Thank you. He's your Savior, too. He came to earth to save you from your sins so that someday you could be with Him in heaven.
You know, I think I'm starting to see what you're saying.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that Jesus came to earth to save sinners like me and you. But, you know, Christmas is just the beginning of the story. After leading a perfect and sinless life, Jesus was put to death by His own people and the Roman government. I'm sure you've heard how He was led to a place called Calvary, and there nailed to a wooden cross. Hank, the wages of sin is death. He became payment for you and me and everyone that believes.
Well, of course I believe the story of Jesus. I've heard that all my life.
But have you received it for yourself? In Romans, we read that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hank, every one of us has to personally invite Jesus Christ into our hearts. We confess our sins to Him and ask Him by faith to save us.
You know, Pete, Dolly used to tell me these things all the time. I've heard it at church too. But you know, something seems different tonight. It almost seems like the story from Christmas to Calvary, well, it seems like it's just for me.
And that is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. The rest is up to you.
Well, you think God wants an old ornery fool like me?
Yes, Sam. He does.
Well, what should I do?
Well, let's pray right now. Just ask Him into your heart.
Come into my heart, come into day, come.
Jesus, you shed your blood, you paid the price, my sacrifice. Lord Jesus, come into my heart today. Wash me and cleanse me of my iniquity. Lord, save and heal me from sin.
Fix the bus, Mr. Goodwrench?
No.
But Hank did.
Hank fixed it, Dad. Well, let's hear it for Hank.
Hey, way to go, Hank. Yeah. Way to go.
Hey, but wait. That's not the best part. Tell him, Hank.
Well, I did something tonight that I should have done years ago. I made things right with God.
What are you saying, Dad? I'll bet there's been another incident.
No, ma'am, nothing like that. What I'm saying is that tonight I asked the Lord to save an old sinner like me.
Dad, this is the most wonderful Christmas present I could have ever hoped for. I know Mama is so happy in heaven right now.
You mean you asked Jesus in your heart just like me and Bobby?
That's right, baby. Just the same. You got a new grandpa now.
Hey, Mom, can we put on the Christmas play for the choir?
I guess, if they don't mind.
Sounds good, Bobby. Where would you like to do it?
In the living room. Come on, Rachel. Let's go get our bathrooms. Come on, Grandpa. You get to read from the Bible for us.
All right, you two. You run along. I'll be there in just a minute. Listen, folks. I want to thank you all for coming out on a cold night like this. It's meant everything to me especially. And I want to apologize for all my meanness in the past. You see, since my wife died, I hated Christmas and a lot of other things too. But Pete here explained to me what Christmas really means, and Calvary too. And between Christmas and Calvary, I found a reason for living. Thank you all so much, and God bless you.
As we come to Calvary Memorial Church on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night, we hear messages into which a number of hours of preparation have gone. Tonight, you heard a message into which literally weeks of preparation have gone into the preparing of it. We thank Brother Benny and the choir and for all those who had a part for their labors for the Lord. The choir presented what is one of the great dangers of Christmas, and that is that we get so busy and we get so caught up in the activities of the season that we forget why we're celebrating Christmas. The choir and the actors tonight made that message very plain. The message of how the Lord Jesus Christ came from creation to the manger. He went from the stable to the cross of Calvary, where he bore our sins in his own body on the tree and shed his blood there that we might have life. He was buried in a cold and dark tomb. And the third day, God raised him from the dead because he had offered the one sacrifice for sins forever. That is the message of Christmas. The question tonight is, have you believed it? That was the question that Pete asked Hank. Have you believed that message? That's the question confronting you tonight. You know the story. You know all the reasons for the season. But have you believed the message? The choir has put all these hours of preparation into this cantata tonight, not to entertain us, but to present the good news of the gospel, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You can trust him tonight as your Savior. He can be born in your heart right where you are. Let's close in a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you tonight for the message that has been presented here. We thank you for Brother Benny and for the choir and for all of the actors, the words that were spoken, the message that was presented. We pray that you would bless them for their labors for you. And we pray that you would help us not to have come here tonight to be entertained. Help us to have come here tonight to hear the message of the gospel, the message of the truth. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The message that God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We pray that you would speak to the hearts of each person here tonight. To those who are saved, may we rejoice tonight in the great gift of salvation that you've provided. If there are those here tonight who've never trusted you as their Savior, we pray that you would convict their hearts. We pray that you would give them no peace. You would give them no rest until they come to the end of themselves and they lay down their rebellion and they surrender their hearts to you. We thank you for this church. We thank you for these who have come tonight, and we pray your blessings upon them. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.